are more dear to Allah. Than fancy places or let's make it this way non-fancy places okay fancy places are less let's make it fancy places are less dear to Allah than non-fancy places Fancy places because they are tempting. Are tempting and misguiding. Like people get wowed. So people get deceived by fancy places. In other words, people get deceived by fancy places.
They think you're rich.
Huh?
They think you're like rich and stuff.
Right,
they
exactly.
They want to like look up to you, but that's not really good because then everyone wants to be like that.
Right. I'm going to one time explain to you why being rich is a much more difficult than being poor. Okay, there are several reasons why being rich is much more difficult test than being poor. Like if Allah will test 10 people by being rich, 3 of them will take Islam seriously. If Allah will test 10 people of being poor, 7 or 8 of them will take Islam seriously.
Yeah, last night on the news there was something about how like people that win lotteries are usually more prone to getting in jail because they get debt and stuff because they spend so much and then they loan money and then they spend it again.
Exactly.
Bankruptcy.
Exactly. That's true. Okay, now we are going to talk more about that. But now, let's say the meaning of Iqra. The meaning of Iqra is read and understand life using the names of Allah. So, based on that, I'm going to start one of the names of Allah and see how we could understand life based on the names of Allah. And this particular point is confusing because a lot of people get it wrong. A lot of people think because they are rich, they are doing well, that Allah is pleased with what they do. Now, let's use the names of Allah at-Tawwab. Let us use the name of Allah to understand the punishment of Allah. Let us use the name of Allah. To understand life events. So here I'm going to stop writing and I'm going to explain it to you verbally and ask you to summarize that. How do you, so your homework is to explain how the name of Allah Tawwab explains life event. First of all, what is and the meaning of At-Tawwab?
At-Tawwab. Only that word?
Yes. Okay. The word, this name of Allah, what does it mean?
At-Tawwab.
At-Tawwab.
Write it on the board.
Yes. Huh?
Could you write
it? Oh, it's right there. Okay.
What's the name, like in Arabic?
Yeah, where's the name?
At-Tawwab.
Thank you.
Or the one who makes you or helps you repent. Repent from sins.
Explain how that word does what?
The name of Allah is the Tawwab, means the one who helps you repent from sins.
So what do you want us to do from
here? Yes, to explain to the, what I'm going to talk about now, which is to explain how you use this name to understand life events. And this is a very important, by the way. You will see that how important it is. First of all, if I am a teacher, okay? If I am a what?
Teacher.
Teacher. And I give you the curriculum and the homework at the beginning of the year. And I tell you, hey guys, here are my rules. This is the textbook. This is the homework. And you're going to have a final test. Okay? If you study and do the homework, you get an A. If you don't, you pass. If you don't study and do the homework, you get an F. Okay? So you do it, you study and do the homework, you get a P, which is pass. If you don't study and do the homework, you get an F. And then this teacher, okay, does not follow up with your progress. Doesn't follow up with what?
Progress.
Your progress. He just leaves you alone until the end of the year. And, you know, many people will fail. Can I call this teacher Tawwab? No. Why not? Because can I call him fair? Yes, he's fair. Why is he fair? Because he gave you the rules ahead of time. And he did not change the rules in the middle of the game. Right?
You could call him Abdul Jabbar or something.
No, I can call him the most fair. Al-Adl.
Because Abdul means a slave of, right?
Yes. But you can call him Al-Muqsit.
But you can't call him that name because it's the name of Allah.
No, it means describe him, really. Not give him that name on the birth certificate. Just describe him as a teacher who is Tawwab. Who's not Tawwab. As a teacher who's fair but not Tawwab. Then what is it Tawwab? It Tawwab is the teacher who, yes, he gives you the rules at the beginning of the year. He gives you the textbook. He gives you the homework. And he follows up with your progress. He follows up with your progress. So if you skip the first homework, your parents will get a phone call. Okay? If you didn't do well, then your parents are going to have a conference. Okay? Then if you, every time you don't do well, you get grounded, you get detention. You see what I'm saying? Then this teacher is Tawwab. Why? Because if he leaves you to the end of the year, What grade are you going to get?
F.
F grade. You understand now? So Allah's tawwab, meaning that He is not going to leave you alone until the day of judgment and then send you to hell. No, that's not His nature. His nature is He's going to keep giving you, you know, wake up calls. Wake up calls. Like punishments, like not doing well, like loss of money, like calamities. He is going to keep slapping you on the face until you wake up. Just like, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. You see? He's going to keep punishing you until you wake up. And this is a sign of Allah's love. If you're being punished for doing something wrong, be happy because it means that Allah loves you. But if you're not punished for doing something wrong, be scared because it means that Allah doesn't love you. It means that Allah is leaving you to the end of the year to put you, to give you the F grade.
If you're punished for doing something wrong, then it's good, right?
Yes, then Allah loves you. Allah loves you. See how it is? Now, see how it is, the twisted understanding in for the people who don't know the meaning of the name at-Tawwab? They think that if I'm doing well, then Allah likes me. If I don't do well, then Allah doesn't like me. That is, understanding is wrong. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah is saying, humans, ignorant humans, say that if they are punished by one way or another, and Allah does not make them rich, they get sad and they say, Allah doesn't like me. He's not treating me well. He's not giving me what I deserve. I deserve better than that. I deserve better than that, and He's not giving me what I deserve. When they are tested by being rich, they say, yes, Allah knows what He's doing. Of course, He knows that I deserve to be rich. Yeah, He loves me. I'm lovely, you know? And that is the twisted understanding, because that's not true. If you do something wrong, Allah doesn't punish you, be scared, because it means that He doesn't like you. You understand that?
Yeah.
On what basis you read this punishment as a dislike from Allah? On the basis of His name, what? At-Tawwab. You got it now? How At-Tawwab will help you understand what happens to you? If you don't have this understanding, then you would take punishment as not lucky. You will take not doing well as being what? No, I am unlucky. I'm just not lucky. And if you're doing bad, being punished, you say what?
Good.
You say no, you say just bad luck. Right? You understand? If you're doing well, you say, I'm lucky. If you do bad, you say what?
Lucky.
Bad luck. Right? Now, this understanding is wrong. Why? Because it does not fit with the name of Allah. What? At-Tawwab. You see how do you understand life using the names of Allah? You see? So you need to write down in the homework, how would the name of Allah At-Tawwab corrects this wrong understanding? So you can say, well, when people do bad, they say it's bad luck. When people do good, they say good luck. Okay? And some people would say, if I'm lucky, then Allah loves me. If I'm not lucky, then Allah doesn't like me. And this is totally false. What is the truth? The truth is, if Allah punishes you for doing something wrong, it means Allah loves you because He's giving you a wake-up call. Because He's giving you a what? It's like, hello, wake up, wake up. You made a mistake. But if He doesn't like you,
He won't correct you.
Yeah, He won't correct you. He will leave you alone. Now, on what basis Allah loves people? On the basis of His knowledge. Allah knows that they are going to be bad people. So Allah just leaves them to themselves to screw up as much as they want to screw up, and then gets them at the end, gets them to hellfire. So be scared. It means that Allah is not using his name at the web with you, it means you are in big trouble. I will give you a story of a bird. There was a bird at the time of Prophet Sulaiman. Prophet Sulaiman used to talk to what?
Animals.
Birds, yeah, birds and animals. So what happened to this bird is that his nature is Allah created him with the nature, on a certain nature. The nature was to hunt for meat. That is the nature of this bird. To hunt for what? Meat. This bird rebelled against the nature of Allah. So instead of hunting for meat, he used to steal meat. So he will fly looking for people doing barbecue or cooking, and then suddenly he lands on them, steals the meat, and flies away. You got it? So he is not following the nature that Allah created him. In the eyes of Allah, any animal that does that is called rebelling against the nature of Allah. And that animal usually gets a punishment, disliked by Allah, gets a punishment. So this bird, okay, one time this bird landed on the meat to steal. And this meat being barbecued. Not for his bad luck, as a punishment from Allah, when he landed on the meat, there was one piece of charcoal stuck with the meat. And that one piece of charcoal, okay, was on fire. Like it was a barbecue, right? So it had fire in it. So what happened is that when he put this piece of meat in his nest for his children to eat, it burned the nest and it killed who?
The children.
He cried so much and he went to Prophet Sulaiman.
I don't get what he did wrong.
He stole the meat instead of hunting the meat.
And hunting was his
nature. That's the nature that Allah taught him. But he rebuilt the nature. And then he started stealing meat instead. And that's wrong. In the eyes of Allah, this is wrong. When Allah gives you a certain nature and then you spoil the nature, that's wrong. It's just like Allah creates humans and babies innocent. And then they don't keep themselves innocent. Islam is meant to keep you innocent until you die. So Islam is meant to keep your what? Innocence. Until you what? Until you die. So you're born innocent and you die innocent. But some people choose to go corrupt. So now you change the nature of Allah that Allah gave you, right? Old babies are created innocent, and then they pick up corruption from where?
Outside,
surroundings, right? Allah meant by Islam to protect you and keep your innocence until you what? Until you die. That's what Islam is intended for, right?
Yep.
So now this bird did not maintain his nature that Allah gave to him. So he got punished by Allah, his nest got burned, and the chicks got burned. Now, here is the beauty of this story. He went to Prophet Sulaiman crying. Prophet Sulaiman. He said what? He said, Allah, didn't you tell us that Allah is Tawwab? It means that he's not going to give me the punishment right away, but he's going to give me a chance to fix myself first. See, the bird is smart. Another name of Allah called the Sabur. Sabur means what? He has patience on you. Like when you make the mistake today, you don't get the punishment today. Got it?
Yeah.
When you make the mistake today, you get the punishment like a month later, like a year later. Why? Because Allah gives you a chance first to
make it up.
Exactly. Fix yourself. You don't fix yourself, you get the punishment. So he went crying. He said, how come Allah punished me right away? How come he didn't give me a chance to fix myself? Go ahead.
Because he liked him, right?
Yeah, he liked him, so he gave him the punishment.
Wait, see, because it says Because punishing for doing something wrong is good.
It's good, yes. So Allah loves him, yes. So, but why right away? Why didn't he give a chance? Huh?
He didn't give a chance because the bird, I think he already had enough time to fix himself
Perfect. Okay. So let's hear the answer of Prophet Sulaiman. Prophet Sulaiman said, "I don't know. All what I know is that Allah is patient. He gives you a chance to fix yourself. That is, I know this for sure. There's no doubt about this. But regarding your story, I don't know your past. I don't know your future. It is just like a video clip. I don't know. It's like you clip a video. Like if you have a movie, you clip one part, a piece of this movie. And you don't know the past, you don't know the future. So would you understand the movie?
No.
So Prophet Sulaiman said, I don't know what happened to you in the past. I don't know what happened to you in the future. So I can't tell. But what I know for sure is that Allah is tawwab and he gives you a chance to repent. Then Allah revealed to Prophet Sulaiman, he said, go tell the bird that this punishment wasn't for stealing the meat on that day. That was for a mistake that you did what?
10 years ago.
Long time ago. The punishment of stealing the meat today still will come. Okay? It will come unless you fix yourself. So the bird understood it, so he fixed it himself. When he fixed it himself, Allah forgave, you know, the mistakes that he... He started hunting for meat instead of... They are gone.
Yeah, like if he's a guy, how does he have kids, but then he doesn't have a wife?
You know how the bird? I think this bird, maybe his wife is gone somewhere. I don't know the details, but what I know is the message behind this story. So don't look at the details because they don't matter. What matters is the message behind the story. You got it? You understand now? So Allah follows up with you. So now this bird got corrected, right? So that is not a punishment. That's a correction. That's a what? Correction. Allah's correcting you. Now, if you get a disaster, happening to you, is it a punishment from Allah or is it a correction?
Correction.
Well, wait, hold on.
Punishment.
So, if something bad happens to you, then how can you tell if it is a punishment or correction? There are two possibilities. The first possibility is punishment. The second possibility is correction. How do you know there are two possibilities? Either correction from Allah or punishment from Allah. Because you shouldn't understand every bad thing as a punishment from Allah. Sometimes it's good for you and you don't know it. Allah says that something bad might happen to you. In your eyes, it's bad, but the truth is good. I give you an example. Like, I know a friend of mine in the old, like in the 90s. Probably you guys were not born yet. That guy got fired. Got fired from his job. Got what? Fired. If somebody's fired, do you think this is something good or bad?
Bad.
And he reacted to that by crying. By what? Crying and getting so sad, and you know, it was really a terrible experience. Then, after he calmed down...
Wait, was he Muslim?
Yes. After he calmed down, he started thinking about alternatives, you know? So he, you know, gathered whatever money he got in his saving and retirement, and he bought a gas station.
A gas?
A gas station.
Whoa, that's expensive.
Yeah, he bought it, and then he paid it off with time. He got loans and things like that. He got his retirement, he got whatever saving he has, and he bought the gas station. In 1 year, he became a multimillionaire.
Well, gas is like, yeah.
Yes. It just happens that Allah will make a lot of people come to your... Allah will make tawfiq. Tawfiq means that Allah will make it attractive in the eyes of a lot of people. So a lot of people came to this guy. He had also car wash in it. So a lot of people were attracted, and the car wash was very cheap. So he made the car wash like $1.
What? Is it still there?
I don't know. But I'm telling you, he made it $1. So basically, people come and fill up and go get a car wash for $1. So it was a smart business decision, because a lot of people come to his gas station, and he gets a lot of traffic. Okay, just like Google makes money by advertising your site, so you get a lot of traffic. So when you get a lot of traffic, then you're more likely to make more sales, right? Out of every 10 visits, you get probably, you sell one item. So that's how Google makes his money, and this is how you make your money. So basically, this guy became a multimillionaire in how long? 1 year. Now, he and his wife were sitting and remembering. She tells him, remember 1 year ago, you were very sad, and we were crying so hard that you got fired from your job, right? Look at us now. Look at us now. If you wouldn't be fired from your job, we would be what? Still employees working for a salary, and we wouldn't have much money. We would have very little money. So, in their eyes, it was good or bad?
Bad.
But Allah knew it is good. All right? So basically, how do I know that? Is it like a correction from Allah or a punishment from Allah?
Correction.
Okay. I am going to give you a very simple rule. If you are in the fifth grade and I give you a high school test,
you would not pass it.
You would not pass it. Then it's a punishment from Allah. But punishment. If Allah gives you a test you would not pass, then it is a punishment. But if He gives you a fifth grade test, then it is what?
A correction.
Perfect.
Because He has to correct His mistake.
Exactly. So it will not destroy you. Right. So correction from Allah. If you are a fifth grader and He gives you a fifth grade test to help you to wake you up and to wake you up, but not get an F grade. To make you wake up, to wake you up, but not destroy you. But not destroy you. How about it's punishment from Allah if you are a fifth grader and he gives you a high school test. To destroy you. You got it? You got it or not? You understand? So, he is really mad at you. He wants to destroy you. Right? He wants to really destroy you. Okay? So, he would give you a very difficult test. And you will not pass the test. Just like he did with the Pharaoh, for example. He gave him a very difficult test. He sent him a prophet who asked him, instead of being treated like God on earth, instead of being what? Treated like God on earth, to be treated like a slave of Allah. To be treated like what? Slave of Allah. Of course the Pharaoh didn't like it. The Pharaoh what? Did he appreciate that? He didn't like it. So he failed, flunked the test, and Allah made him drown. So was drowning him a correction or a punishment? It's a punishment. Okay, the people of Hud, for example, or the people of Nuh. The people of Nuh. Allah sent them Prophet Nuh. Then at the end, when they didn't listen to him, Allah flooded them. And they all drowned. Was that a punishment or correction? Because they failed the test. So anytime you fail the test, it is punishment. So if you get through a very difficult time, and then you start calling Allah bad names. Like for example, if your father and mother die in a car accident, and then you become an orphan. Okay? And then you're lost. I mean, your dad and mom are gone. Allah made two adults serve you, right? Allah recruited two adults to care, to love you, and serve you and raise you. And then Allah took away those two adults. And then you are as a child on your own. 10 years, 11 years, you know, things like that. Then if you accept the decision by Allah and don't call Allah bad names, then you pass the test. When do you flunk the test? When you say, Ya Allah, you're so mean.
No, don't say that.
Why? I'm just acting. Okay. You're so mean. Yeah. Why did you take my mom and my dad? You're so mean. You're not fair to me. And wallahi, I heard it. I mean, I'm not kidding. I heard people saying, Allah's not being fair with me. Yeah. They are calling Allah a bad name. Then they flunk the test. To pass the test, you accept what Allah has given you. You can cry as much as you want. You can feel sad as much as you want. But you do not call Allah what?
Bad names.
You got it? Like when Prophet Muhammad, his child died. Did he cry? Yes, he cried. Was he sad? Well, he said. But he said, my heart is sad, my eyes are crying, but my tongue is not going to say something that would upset Allah. My heart is not going to think negatively of Allah because of what happened to me. I have seen it in another example where a person had only two kids. That's it. And they were like, he was so proud of them, he was so happy. And then both of them got in a car accident at the same time and both kids died.
Wait, was they like drunk drivers?
No, just an accident.
Oh, was that, oh.
Just a normal accident. Huh?
Did you know them personally?
Yeah, and then he died. They died. And then he started saying, Allah's not being fair to me. Allah took away my children. I don't know why did he do that. I mean, it wasn't hard for him to keep my children to me. And then he was just like calling Allah bad names, really.
But Allah forgives them, right? Because they're going
No, that is this. Because they flunked the test.
Yeah, but
now, if they repent later, then Allah forgives them.
If they what?
Repent. Like they feel they feel sorry for what they did and pray for Allah to forgive them. Then they did, Allah forgives because He's so kind and merciful. But the bottom line here is that because they flunked the test, this was a punishment. So how many people got punishments? The people of Hud, the people of Nuh, the people of Lut, the people of Thamud. Can I call this punishment?
Wait, what's the people?
The Pharaoh. The Pharaohs.
Who's the person with the gold calf?
Part of the children of Israel. The question is this, can I call this a punishment or a correction?
Punishment.
It's a punishment. Why? Because they flunked the test. Why? Because they didn't have a chance to repent. The Pharaoh did something that was a trick that he did. What was the trick? He believed that Allah is true. And he believed that Prophet Musa is true prophet.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, seriously. But he did not, because Allah said in the Quran that he was 100% sure that Prophet Musa is a true prophet. But he didn't want to give up the status of being treated like God on earth. He was so attached to this status that he rejected the truth. He rejected the truth. And he said to people, I am God on earth. Treat me like God on earth. You don't treat the God of Musa like God. I am above him. I mean, I'm the one should be treated like God on earth. Now, because he believed that Musa is true prophet, when he was drowning, guess what did he say? Yes. Allah rejected his repentance. On the other hand, the guy who killed 99 and then he made them 100 by killing one more, Allah accepted his repentance.
What?
Then now the question is, why Allah?
Wait, who's this guy? Was it
because he was actually trying to like
yes.
go and start again? Or something.
Perfect. So ask yourself this question. It is because the Pharaoh was saying that to run away from the punishment. To run away from the punishment. He wasn't sorry. He didn't feel sorry. He wasn't. It's like if he was saved and he did not drown, he would go back to the same way. And he would claim the status of God on earth.
Wait, who's this person that killed 99 people? Was this recent?
No, that's a long time ago. And then Allah forgave him. Because, why did Allah forgive him? Because he was sorry. And he was so sorry and he was crying for forgiveness.
Can you do that story next week? The guy with the 99?
Inshallah. But when we come talk about the name of Allah al-Ghafoor, you see how Allah's forgiving. But the Pharaoh, he was trying to get away from the punishment. So Allah said in the Surah Hud, now, and you have been claiming the status of God before and spreading corruption left and right. Now you're saying, I believe in Allah. Then Allah said, of course, rejected his repentance. Okay?
Was Prophet Musa, was Prophet or Pharaoh, or, not Prophet, Pharaoh.
Messenger.
Was, yeah.
Prophet
was Pharaoh
Musa.
The person, he was the king of Egypt, but was that the time where they sent the locusts and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, the Pharaohs.
And he said he would believe and then he.
Yeah, you can see if you visit Egypt, you can go to museums and Luxor and Aswan and you can see all kinds of temples and monuments and drawings and I mean all kinds of things.
And they even found like an underground city buried.
They found underground graves and things like that. But you got the point. So it was drowning the Pharaoh wasn't a correction. It was mercy. Now, when Allah has sent to the Pharaoh several punishments before. Several punishments. What are those several punishments? Allah sent them the blood,
the locusts,
the frogs, the locusts, the death of kids.
That's like the oldest child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, question. Did this correct them?
No.
No, so that was a punishment. Because it didn't help them. So it was a punishment. It was a wake-up call that they didn't use them.
It could have been.
Yes. They did. They went to Musa and they say, oh, our magician, oh, our sorcerer, can you pray for your God to lift that problem, to take away? They also had the lice. They couldn't stop scratching.
Oh.
So they said, can you call on your God to stop that punishment? Prophet Musa said...
Wait, that totally proved, though, that Allah was real.
Yes.
Wow.
But they called Prophet Musa the magician, the sorcerer, the witch, the male witch. Yeah, so they called him the male witch. Oh, you male witch, can you pray to your God to fix the problem? And if he does, we'll believe in you. If he does, we'll believe in what? You. So Prophet Musa prayed to Allah to lift the punishment. And then they came after them saying, da-da-da, we lied, we lied. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes.
How many times
so,
did that go on?
I mean, several times. So Allah... Allah, that was not a correction. If it was a correction, then they would have learned the lesson and fixed themselves. That was a punishment. You see, a punishment. Allah saying in the Quran, saying, even though I have sent them the flood, I have sent them the lice, I have sent them the, you know, the frogs, I have sent them the, every, you know, I've sent them several wake-up calls, and they flunked all of them. They didn't. So Allah is talking about that. It's a favor that he sent them the